Welcome to Talking Business Now. I'm your host, Kelly Scanlon. Thank you for joining us.
Our guest on this episode of Talking Business Now is Dr. Tom Hill. He spent the first 26 years of his career in public education. Then, at age 50, he left the University of Missouri, where he was a professor and administrator, to pursue an entrepreneurial career in real estate franchise sales. In less than 10 years, he built a company that in 1999 had real estate offices with over $3 billion in sales. He sold that company in 1999, and he now spends his time and energy giving back and sharing what he's learned. Today, Tom is the CEO and owner of Eagle Goal Coach, which provides life coaching to clients across the U.S. and Canada. Tom is a husband, father, grandfather, airplane pilot, marathon runner, mountain climber, skydiver, writer, and speaker. He's the author of Living at the Summit and its accompanying workbook, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneur's Soul, and author of Blessed Beyond Measure. In this episode of Talking Business Now, Tom shares with us his four mantras for living a fulfilling and successful life. We'll start Talking Business Now with Tom right after this message from our sponsor, Interobang Solutions.
Would you like to position your company as an industry thought leader, increase engagement, and build credibility with prospects and clients? Establish your influence as a trusted resource? Interobang Solutions offers full-service writing and publishing solutions that deliver your company's messages with a bang. You can count on us to provide turnkey solutions that support your existing marketing and communication staff or act as your full-service outsourced partner. Interobang Solutions, providing custom writing, editing, and publishing solutions. Call 913-676-7272 or visit www.interobanksolutions.com. That's 913-676-7272 or www.interobanksolutions.com.
We're talking business now with Dr. Tom Hill, the founder of Eagle Goal Coach. And as I mentioned, he started his career in public education, and at the age of 50, he entered real estate, where he built a real estate enterprise, which in 1999 had more than $3 billion in sales. Today, Tom is a life coach to clients throughout North America. And in this episode of Talking Business Now, Tom joins us to share his four mantras for a successful and fulfilling life. Welcome back to the show, Tom. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Kelly.
Let's talk about the four mantras. You have had what many people would call a really extraordinary life. And you're adventuresome, you love people, and you have a great business sense. So talk to us about your first one, which is really, you know, goes to what you think are people's moral obligations in life.
So number one, I think we all human beings, have a moral obligation to become the very best person possible with our God-given talent. So where that came about from, I was a faculty member, administrator at the University of Missouri Columbia, and one of my staff members threw a couple of cassette tapes on my desk that had been recorded by Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, Jim Rohn. And so it caused Betty and I to sit down and say, what's the most important thing in our lives? So we came up with six areas in priority of what we considered the most important. One was spiritual, one was health, one was relationship, one was emotional, one was professional, and so had a lot of success with that. So I really believe that as a human being, I should be the very best person I can in those six areas. So how can I be a better person spiritually, a better person, you know, health and all that? So that was number one. Number two was, I think we all have a moral obligation to make a positive difference with every person we come in contact with. It could be as simple as a smile. It could be as simple as a compliment. It could be a gift that could somebody or a reference or you know, lots of different things. I ask all my clients to give a crisp $100 bill away every 30 days to a total stranger. It's amazing the stories you hear from that. Number three, one idea, well executed, can change your life forever. So whether it's a health idea or a relationship, you know, the five love languages change millions of lives, just one idea, multiple ideas. And so what I say is be a reader, be a learner. There's over, I think, something like 4 million books published every year. And if you read one book a week, you'll be in the top 1% of the American adults. So be a reader, be a learner. And I encourage that at least one book a week and then a speed reading program. And number four, one person who's attracted to you because of who you become can change your life forever. So I was invited to do Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneurial Soul. I would have done it for free. The name is such a high recognition that so what I say is have a systematic network system for you. How are you going to meet more people? How are you going to make more connections that potentially could change your life forever? So we anywhere from marriage to business, you know, whatever. So those are the four.
Sure. So just again, quickly, we have a moral obligation to become the very best person with our God-given talents. And we have a moral obligation also to become a positive difference with every person we come in contact with. And then three, one idea well executed can change your life forever. And then fourth, one person who's attracted to you because of who you've become can change your life forever. And you've obviously experienced all of those in your life. Are there any that stand out to you that you can give a specific example to our audience today?
Oh, yeah, lots of them. One idea well executed. I'm a great believer in meditation. Closing your left brain, the left hemisphere of your brain, and just let it float, let it go, and get into that connection. And so that's where you get inspiration. So then I learned about meditation, and the stories are just unbelievable. I never thought they would happen. For example, I woke up with a meditation that my partner and I had sold each other the states that we owned in REMAX, and I ended up buying Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi. I would never ever thought about that in a conscious time. So learning how to meditate, now we call it mindfulness, I think. One person who's attracted to you, you know, Betty and I have been married 38 years, got an amazing marriage, wonderful family. So there's lots of different examples of how that all can change your life forever, but you have to be open to it. And one of the books I highly, highly recommend, it's an easy read, it's called When God Winks at You. It's about coincidences. And here's my theory based on that. And I've been blessed with an amazing network throughout North America. But most people, when there's a coincidence, they don't do anything about it. They say, well, that's interesting. It's an interesting coincidence. And then some people will kind of check it out, didn't go anywhere, didn't make a big impact, it just, you know, it was interesting. And then some people find that it can change their life forever. So just like that, my staff members throwing a couple of cassette tapes, this 1984, summer of 84, on my desk at the University of Missouri Columbia, they're just cassette tapes, and it changed my life forever, because we took action. It was a coincidence. I wasn't looking for any tapes. I wasn't looking to change anything, but because he came in and threw them on my desk. So then I ended up leaving the university, built a large real estate organization and changed my life forever.
Talk to us about the reading that you do. You act because, you know, the whole mantra about one idea executed well can change your life forever too. You recommend reading to come up with some of those ideas. You have a system for reading. You read hundreds of books a year on top of all of your coaching and everything else that you do. What is that system in a nutshell?
Okay, two things. First is the speed reading system, which is a blessing, but you don't have to have it. But a friend of mine in Salt Lake City sold his business for $100 million cash. And he and his wife decided to travel around the world. They got to Japan, and they discovered this reading system. And it's a play on words, but it's EYEQ Advantage, IQAdvantage.com. And you'll quadruple your reading speed, and you'll retain 90% of it if you go through that program. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, I only read content books. I'm not a fiction reader, so I'm talking about content books. So my reading system is that I believe that 85% of the books written out there, content books, business books, motivational books, aren't worth reading. And I don't want to have to waste my time reading it. And in fact, well, I didn't get anything out of that. Mm-hmm. So my theory is, of all the books that I look at and hear, you know, about I should read, but only 1% of them are ones that I should read cover to cover. If the remaining percent is, I just want to see what the person is trying to teach me. So what I do is, when I get a book to read, for example, I just found an amazing book called Culture Trumps Everything, Culture. And it's a good book. I'm going to have to read the whole thing. I'm just getting started on it. So first thing I do when I pick that book up, I look about the author. Who's the author? What's his background? What kind of education? Was he in business or was he strictly an academic? That sort of thing. I want to know about the author. And then the second, I read the introduction. So what do they tell you in the introduction? What they're going to tell you. So I want to know what they're going to tell me. And then I read the first chapter. What's the first chapter? Well, they're telling you more what they're going to tell you. And then I mm-hmm. read the last chapter. The last chapter, generally, not always, but generally, they tell you what they told you.
So right.
Then last, but yeah. Then I go back and read the first three paragraphs and the last three paragraphs of the other chapters. Now, that takes about 30 minutes. So in 30 minutes, I can get the good stuff, at least 85-90% of good stuff out of it.
Continues to reinforce, I'll know
immediately is that a 1%er that I want to read the whole thing. So like this book, Culture Trumps Everything, I've done exactly that, and now it's a 1%er. I'm reading the whole thing. So, yeah. So that system works. Save you a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to read a book a day, which is 350-400 books a day. I get sometimes, like on a weekend, sure. I'll read three or four books, and then I'll go... Yeah. You know, some days not read anything.
No, and it does. How many?
Definitely.
How many books a year
behind.
Do you read? I know it's in the hundreds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. No, you but a book a day, wow. And even if you don't read the whole book, you're still coming up with some being exposed to some really good concepts. You have a similar system for when you meet people because you're talking about meeting somebody, one person attracted to
yeah,
you.
Well, two things, Kelly. One is
change your life forever. So
about 10 or 12 years ago, relationships
kept
asking me, what
in a way
week,
that
the best
you can
book
further
you
them.
So I started what I call the eagle thing.
You know, that something's going to come out of that. You have a system for doing that. Can you talk to us about that?
I get the most email is two things. One, about the book of the week, what book. And then secondly, the personal section. So there's several sections in the newsletter. It's, there's no charge, of course, but so I'll put it on the best book I've read that week and a short description of that book. And then I have what I call the eagle of the week, the most interesting person I met that week. And then I have the website of the week, and then I have a little bit of humor, and then I have the personal section, you know, where I've been, what I'm doing, who I'm meeting. And I get the most email. I got about 6,000 subscribers, mostly business people, because most of my speaking was to business. 6,000 subscribers comes out every Friday morning at 7 a.m. And the most email I receive back from the newsletter is one about the book. People love good books, and they don't want to waste their time. And then number two mm-hmm. is the personal section, where I'm going, who I'm meeting, what am I doing, that, you know, that sort of thing. So when I meet somebody for the first time, like I just met a lady this morning, first time, somebody referred her to me, is to get their business card, and I immediately sign them up for the newsletter. And then, if they find that interesting, they'll contact me, because they had my contact information on there. So that's one system that really, really works. But when I meet somebody I think that's interesting, and I could help them, or they could make a difference in some people in my life, I invite them to a thing called the Eagle Summit. We meet twice a year, all over North America. You have to be invited. And then if you don't come for the first two times, we'll probably take you off the list because, you know, obviously wasn't important to you. And we have speakers and roundtables and connection helping each other out. It's just, we've met 57 times already all over North. We meet all over North America. We were in Kansas City last time. We'll be in Toronto, Canada in the spring. We'll be in Milwaukee. And we're, you know, just go all over. So it's a way to see if they're interested. If there's a bit of interest in what they've met and who they're meeting, they'll follow up. And then I have my coaching program called Hills Angels instead of Hells Angels. Yeah. Now, Betty came up with that name for me. So that's you can do more in depth. So if it's a fit where we can really help them, I'll invite them into that. And it's not always a fit. That's totally understandable.
But then I love it.
When Hills I meet Angels. Somebody like I did this lady this morning, I'll leave with, what can I do for you? Or who do you need to meet, you know, in the network? There's a guy down in Houston, Texas, one of my clients. He's a lawyer and a CPA. I introduced him to a person. Mm-hmm. He saved him. He saved this person I introduced him to $160,000 a year in taxes. Now, I didn't get anything. I didn't get a referral. That's not the point. It truly made a difference in his life. And in fact, his son, who works for him, saved an additional $160,000. So you never do it just by referring somebody.
Wow.
They could connect. There's a young man here in St. Louis that I know. He was going to Chicago for a meeting over this past weekend. And he said, there's a guy that one of your clients in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is there any chance I could meet him?
Right.
I said, well, let's see. So I set up a meeting. He went to this guy's house. He's doing about $400 million. I mean, just crazy. But I don't get anything out of that. You know, there's no referral fee or anything like that. Just touching a lot. Because if it's a good deal, they'll come to one of the summits or, you know, they get involved some other way. So, yeah. So connecting one person can change your life forever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and obviously, as you said, it started with the tapes that were thrown on your desk. You went on to have this real estate empire, which you sold successfully in the late 90s. And then now you have been touching so many people with your
work.
This
is a true story that happened about 6 years ago, and
it'll
lead into your
question. Just a number of different ways. When you
look at 4:30 in the morning, Betty was sound asleep.
What has been most fulfilling about the
And a voice as clear as yours, Kelly, said, Tom. And I'm thinking, who's in my bedroom? And I'm kind of looking around, didn't wake Betty up. And then the voice said, Tom, you're going to touch 1 million lives in the next several years. And I just was blown away and kind of think, this is weird. You know, did I dream that or
mm-hmm.
what? Within 30 days, doors started opening like crazy, touching people's lives, making a difference. So I think being in tune with those kind of messages, I'm sure, you know, there wasn't anybody in my room, at least that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anybody. That it motivated me to work even more in touching those lives. So just the doors we've opened, the connections we've made, the opportunities we've created for other people, you know, and touching their lives, I think is the most rewarding part of it. So if I had to look at these four things as far as making a difference, probably number four, one person who's attracted, that can change their life forever. I guess the next thing would be that of all the things I've done, probably touch more lives through speaking.
Yeah.
I've done about 2,000 presentations in 12 countries and then doing books. So if somebody's really serious about wanting to touch some lives,
yes.
Speaking and writing a book, even for just your story. People love stories.
They do.
Makes all the difference. You know, chicken soup for the soul is just stories. So,
Tom, speaking of your books, I mentioned those early on in the introduction, but if someone would like to read your books, get a hold of a copy, or if they'd like to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
The best way is, of course, go to my website, TomHillWebsite.com, or I got two websites, drtomhill.com, drtomhill.com, or tomhillwebsite.com, two different ones. go there, learn what I'm doing, what I'm about, because that's my passion is making a difference. I sold my company guy a long time ago. So, and then my email, you know, tom@tomhillwebsite.com, and I'll try to answer everyone in some form or the other, everyone that I get.
Tom, it's always a pleasure talking with you and appreciate all the work that you do and all of the lives that you've touched. Thanks for being a guest on our show today.
Yeah.
We appreciate the support of our sponsor, Interobank Solutions, providing writing, editing, and publishing services. Give them a call at 913-676-7272 or visit interobangsolutions.com. And thank you for tuning in today. Please be sure to join us for the next episode of Talking Business Now. Thank you.